بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful, I testify that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad is Allah's true slave and messenger. We continue the explanation of the hadith of Ka'b bin Malik radiyallahu anhu from Riyad al-Salihin, hadith number 21. When he, Ka'b bin Malik radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, when he heard that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam returned from the expedition of Tabuk, he began to think as to what he is going to say to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam upon his arrival. So he wanted to talk to him in a way, presenting an excuse. So he began to consult with the people of opinion from his family, saying, what should he say? And he began to think about presenting false excuses. But then he said, when the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam arrived in Medina, all of that which he gathered from falsehood has gone, or had gone. And he became determined to tell the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam the truth. So he said, the Prophet ﷺ came to the Medina, and entered the masjid. And it was from his habit and from his sunnah that if he comes or returns to his town, the first thing he would do is to go to the masjid offering prayers in the masjid. And this was also the situation in another incident when he sallallahu alayhi wasallam ordered Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu, as we mentioned earlier, to do the same upon arrival in Medina, that the first place to enter to is the masjid to offer the prayers. So he sallallahu alayhi wasallam entered the masjid and sat and gathered, and people came, rather, to him. And those who remained behind, who failed to join the expedition of Tabuk without an excuse from the hypocrites, they came in. And they began to swear that they had excuses. So he, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, took their pledge and asked Allah for forgiveness for them. But this did not benefit them, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, as in Surah At-Tawbah 9:80, استغفر لهم أو لا تستغفر لهم إن تستغفر لهم 70 مرة فلن يغفر الله لهم. Whether you ask forgiveness for them, the hypocrites, or ask not forgiveness for them, and even if you ask 70 times for their forgiveness, Allah will not forgive them. So I was determined to tell the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam the truth. So I went to the masjid. I greeted him with salam. He smiled, a smile of an angry person. He smiled a smile of an angry person. And then he said, Ta'al, come on. So I came walking till I sat before him, close to him. Then he told me, Ma khallafak. what stopped you from joining us? What stopped you from joining us? He, Ka'b bin Malik, may Allah be pleased with him, he said, O Messenger of Allah, I did not stop from joining you because of an excuse. And if I were to sit before any person from among the people of the world other than you, لَخَرَجْتُ مِنْهُ بِعُذْرٍ, I would have avoided his anger with an excuse. Why? Because he explained, فَلَقَدْ أُوتِيتُ جَدَلًا, أُوتِيتُ جَدَلًا, I have been bestowed with the power of speaking fluently and eloquently. So this means that if I were to sit with any of the kings of the world, then I would know how to speak eloquently and establish evidence and proofs and so forth because of what Allah had bestowed upon me, and therefore find excuses. ولكن, however, but by Allah I knew well that if today I tell you a lie to seek your favor, Allah would surely make you angry with me in the near future. And only, not only that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be angry with me. Just contemplate the iman, the faith. When he said that, it's not going to be possible, it's impossible that I will tell you a lie. So he spoke the truth. And in this there are benefits. From that is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may bestow on the slave from his favor, protecting him from sins, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows his good intention, that he has a good intention. We know this from the fact that when he thought about putting a false excuse, Allah cleared his heart and paved the way for him to be determined to speak the truth to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. From the benefits of the passage that we went through so far, that one should, when he returns to his town, to go to the masjid before going to his home and pray in it 2 rak'ah. Because this is the sunnah of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. The sunnah from his sayings and from his actions. As to his actions, this is the hadith of Ka'b bin Malik, where he told us that the Prophet ﷺ went into the masjid before he went to his apartment or his home. And as to the Prophet ﷺ command to do that, this is evident in the hadith of Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the hadith of the purchase of the animals and donkeys, which the Imam al-Bukhari tabulated under this title, and it's also in Sahih Muslim, and in al-Bukhari it's in volume 3, hadith 310. Jabir bin Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu ma qal, he said, Jabir narrated, كنت مع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في غزاة. I was with the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام in a military expedition. فأبطأ بي جملي وأعيا. And my camel was slow and exhausted. فأتى علي النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام فقال, so the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم came up to me and said, Jabir, O Jabir. فَقُلْتُ نَعَمْ. I said, yes. He said, مَا شَأْنُكْ. What is the matter with you? قُلْتُ أَبْطَأَ عَلَيَّ جَمَلِي وَأَعْيَى فَتَخَلَّفْتْ. I replied, my camel is slow and tired, so I am left behind. فَنَزَلَ يَحْجُنُهُ بِمِحْجَنِهِ ثُمَّ قَالْ. So he got down and poked the camel with his stick and then ordered me to ride. قَالَ أَرْكَبْ. He said, ride. فَرَكِبْتُ. فَلَقَدْ رَأَيْتُهُ أَكُفُّهُ عَنْ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. I rode the camel and it became so fast that I had to hold it from going ahead of Allah's messenger. قال, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم asked him, تزوجت? Have you got married? قلت نعم. I said, in the affirmative, yes. قال بكرا أم ثيبا, a virgin or a matron. قال أفلا جارية تلاعبها وتلاعبك. I replied, a married matron. So the Prophet, I married a matron, Thayyib. So the Prophet ﷺ said, why have you not married a virgin so that you may play with her and she may play with you? قلت إن لي أخوات. See now the benefit of marriage. إن لي أخوات. فأحببت أن أتزوج امرأة تجمعهن وتمشطهن. وَتَقُومُ عَلَيْهِنْ. I have sisters, young in age. So I like to marry a matron who could collect them all and comb their hair and look after them. So this is the benefit here for Jabir choosing a matron, not a virgin. He said, قَالَ أما إنك قادم فإذا قدمت فالكيس الكيس. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, you will reach, so when you have arrived at home, I advise you to associate with your wife, that you may have an intelligent son. ثم قال, اللهم صل وسلم عليه, ثم قال, أتبيع جملك؟ الله أكبر. Then he asked me, would you like to sell your camel? قلت نعم. I replied in the affirmative. And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم فاشتراه مني بأوقية. So the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم purchased it for one أوقية of gold. ثم قدم رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قبلي وقدمت بالغداء. Allah's Messenger reached before me. And I reached in the morning, meaning Medina. And now here it is. This is the point of evidence from this hadith. And when I went to the masjid, I found him at the door of the masjid. فجئنا إلى المسجد في المسجد فوجدته على باب المسجد. قال, he said, he asked me, have you arrived just now? قلت نعم. I replied in the affirmative. He said, فدع جملك فادخل فصلي ركعتين. This is the point of evidence. He said, leave your camel and come into the masjid and pray two rak'ah. And pray two rak'ah. فَدَخَلْتُ فَصَلَّيْتُ. So I entered and offered the salah. فَأَمَرَ بِلَالًا أَنْ يَزِنَ لِي أُوْقِيَّةِ. So he told Bilal, the Prophet ﷺ told Bilal to weigh and give me one uqiyah of gold. Now for the camel, right? فَأَرْجَحَ فِي الْمِيزَانِ. So Bilal weighed for me fairly. And I went away. فَانْطَلَقْتُ حَتَّى وَلَّيْتُ. فَقَالَ أُدْعُ لِي جَابِرًا. The Prophet sent for me. And I thought, قُلْتُ الْآنَ يَرُدُّ عَلَيَّ الْجَمَلُ وَلَمْ يَكُنْ شَيْءٌ أَبْغَضَ إِلَيَّ مِنْهِ. يعني من هذا الجمل. So the Prophet ﷺ sent for me, and I thought that he would return to me my camel, which I hated more than anything else. قَالَ The Prophet ﷺ said to him, خُذْ جَمَلَكَ وَلَكَ ثَمَنُهُ خُذْ جَمَلَكَ وَلَكَ ثَمَنُهُ Take your camel as well as its price. اللهم صلِّ وسلِّم على محمد. Take your camel as well as its price. So the point of evidence on this hadith is the command of the Prophet ﷺ to do the sunnah prayer upon entering the city or returning to the city, going to the masjid first and offering two rak'ah. And really, in our times, very rare are those who offer the two rak'ah and act upon this sunnah, because people are ignorant about it. Otherwise, it is easy, walhamdulillah. And this applies whether you prayed in your own masjid, which is close to your home, or you prayed in the closest masjid from the masajid of the city. This would suffice as the sunnah. The third benefit of the passage which we went over, Ka'b bin Malik is a strong man with strong proofs and eloquency. However, because of his fear of Allah, his taqwa, imtana'a an yakdib, he withheld from lying. Wa akhbara an-nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bil-haq, so he told the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the truth. The fourth benefit, the angry person may smile. The angry person may smile. Now, if someone says, كيف أعرف أن هذا تبسم رضا أو تبسم صخط? If someone asks now, how could one know that this is a smile due to content or anger? The answer is, this could be known by what associates it, some evidences or some marks and so forth. Like, for example, the coloring of the face and its change. So it's possible to know that and to differentiate between the two situations. The fifth benefit, it is permissible for the person, standing person, to greet the sitting person. It is permissible for the standing person to greet the sitting person. Because Ka'b sallama wa huwa qa'im. Because Ka'b greeted the Prophet ﷺ while standing. And the Prophet ﷺ told him, Ta'al, come on. The sixth benefit, talking to someone at a close range is more profound than at a distance. In the Prophet ﷺ, it was possible for him to speak to Malik while he was still away from him, but he ordered him to come close because this is stronger or more profound in the conversation. And that's why the Prophet ﷺ told him, Udnu, come near, come close. The seventh benefit, كمال يقين كعب بن مالك رضي الله عنه. The perfect certainty with Ka'b bin Malik when he said, إِنَّنِي أَسْتَطِيعُ أَنْ أَخْرُجَ بِعُذْرُ مِنَ الرَّسُولِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ وَسَلَّمْ I can offer an excuse for the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, but I cannot come with an excuse where he may accept this day and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's wrath will be upon me the next day. The eighth benefit. إن الله يعلم السر وأخفى. إن الله يعلم السر وأخفى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the secret thought and that which is yet more hidden, and yet that which is more hidden. Why? فَإِنَّ كَعْبًا خَافَ أَنْ يَسْمَعَ اللَّهُ قَوْلَهُ وَمُحَاوَرَتَهُ لِلرَّسُولِ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامِ فَيُنْزِلُ اللَّهُ فِيهِ قُرْآنًا. كَعْب feared that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would heavily, certainly hear his conversation with the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and therefore would reveal concerning him a Qur'an, as Allah revealed in the story of the disputing woman, Al-Mujadila, who came to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam complaining about her husband, saying that she is like his mother. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed that in Quran recited until the day of resurrection, as in Surah Al-Mujadila 58 verse 1. قَدْ سَمِعَ اللَّهُ قَوْلَ الَّتِي تُجَادِلُكَ فِي زَوْجِهَا وَتَشْتَكِي إِلَى اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ يَسْمَعُ تَحَاوُرَكُمَا إِنَّ اللَّهَ سَمِيعٌ بَصِيرٌ. Indeed, Allah has heard the statement of her, Al-Mujadila, Khawla bint Tha'laba, that disputes with her, with you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, concerning her husband, Aws bin As-Samit, and complains to Allah, and Allah hears the argument between you both. So, Ka'b said that he came to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and spoke to him the truth. And he told him that he had no excuse, neither in himself nor in his property. So the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said, أَمَّا هَذَا فَقَدْ صَدَقْ. As to this, meaning Ka'b, he spoke the truth. And suffice this, as something to be proud of for Ka'b, that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam describes him with truthfulness. So the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasalam said, "Amma hadha faqad sadaq, fadhhab hatta yaqdi Allahu fika ma sha'." As to this, he spoke the truth, so we go until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals and judges as he wishes concerning you. So the man left Ka'b bin Malik مُسْتَسْلِمًا لِأَمْرِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ, submitting to the command of Allah, believing in Him, and that whatever Allah wishes will take place, and whatever that He does not wish will not take place. So his people, from Bani Salama, followed him. And they started beautifying the affair to him by trying to convince him, saying to him, وَاللَّهِ مَا عَلِمْنَاكَ كُنْتَ أَذْنَبْتَ ذَنْبًا قَبْلَ هَذَا. By Allah, we never witnessed you doing any sin before this. So sufficient that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes istighfar for you. And if he makes istighfar for you, then Allah will forgive you. So, فَرْجِعْ كَذِّبْ نَفْسَكْ. So go and belie yourself. Say that you have an excuse. They continued, he said, they continued blaming me so much that I intended to return to the Prophet ﷺ and accuse myself of having told a lie. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved him from that and wrote for him this great merit, which is recited in his book until the day of resurrection. So he asked his people, هَلْ لَقِيَ هَذَا مَعِي أَحَدْ. He said to his people, is there anybody else who has met the same fate as I have? So they said yes, and they named two, Hilal ibn Umayyah wa Murarat ibn Rabi' al-Amri. They are the two men who have said the same thing as you have to both, and to both of them was given the same order as given to you. I said, who are they? They replied, Murar ibn Rabi' al-Amri wa Hilal ibn Umayyah al-Waqifi. So they mentioned two righteous men to me who witnessed the battle of Badr. So they are an example to me. So therefore here we conclude that أحياناً يقيد الله للإنسان ما يجعله يدع الشر اقتداء بغيره وتأسيا به. So sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may render someone for to be an example for a person so that he assist him to abandon the evil. So these people, when they were mentioned, they were righteous men who attended the battle of Badr, from the best worshippers. So in them I have an example, he said. So I kept going, meaning I did not return to the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, and I did not accept the advice of my people. Here the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام commanded the people to abandon them, abandon the three, Ka'b bin Malik and Hilal bin Umayyah and Murara bin Rabi'. So the boycott began. The Muslims boycotted them, and they used to walk the streets astonished, as if they lost their minds, till the land وَتَنَكَّرَتْ لَهُمُ الْأَرْضِ فَمَا هِيَ بِالْأَرْضِ الَّتِي كَانُوا يَعْرِفُونَهَا. Till the land which they lived appeared strange to them, as if they did not know it. Why? لأنهم يمشون إن سلموا لا يرد عليهم السلام. They walk, and if they greet people with salam, nobody responds to them. وإن قابلهم أحد لم يبدأهم بالسلام. And if anyone meets them, he does not start or greet them with salam. وحتى النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام وهو أحسن الناس خلقا لا يسلم عليهم السلام العادي. Even the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, who is the best in character, did not greet them with the regular salam. يقول كعب, كعب said, كنت أحضر وأسلم على النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فلا أدري أحرك شفتيه برد السلام أم لا. I used to come and sit with the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم and greet him with salam, but I didn't know whether he moved his lips in response with salam or not. And this is the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم. So how about a person abandoned, boycotted in the Islamic society, which is the best of generations? Certainly the earth and the land will be restricted and strange. And they came then to know that there is no flee from Allah except to Him. They continued on that for 50 days, 1 month and 20 days. People boycotting them, no salams, no response. Things became harsh upon them. Attitudes were harsh. The conditions were tough. So they fled to Allah Azza wa Jal. Despite this, Ka'b bin Malik did not abandon the salah with the jama'ah. So he used to come and make salam upon the Prophet ﷺ. But at the end of the ordeal, sometimes he would not come to the jama'ah because of what he feels in himself from the restriction and unease. He used to feel ashamed to come to join the people in salah with them and they don't speak to him, not even with a good or a blameworthy word or statement. So they totally abandoned them and boycotted them, and the land became strange and restricted upon them, and they continued 50 nights perfectly. And when the 40th night was completed or ended, the Prophet ﷺ sent them the order to keep away from their wives. Keep away from their wives to this extent. Separated them from their wives. What would you think of a man like Ka'b bin Malik, a young man then, keeping away from his wife? This is a great matter. Despite that, when the messenger that the Prophet ﷺ sent to them came and told them, إِنَّ النَّبِيَّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ, he told Ka'b, إِنَّ النَّبِيَّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ يَأْمُرُكَ أَن تَعْتَزِلَ امْرَأَتَكَ. The Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم commands you, orders you to keep away from your wife. To keep away from your wife. Listen to what he said. قَالْ أُطَلِّقُهَا أَمْ مَاذَا, shall I divorce her or what? Because if the Prophet ﷺ told him to divorce her, he would divorce her immediately in obedience to Allah and His Messenger. So the Messenger of the Messenger ﷺ said that Allah's Messenger is commanding you أن تعتزل أهلك ولا تقربها, to keep aloof from her and don't cohabit her or with her. And this companion whom the Prophet ﷺ sent did not change the wording of the Prophet ﷺ's command, neither in meaning nor in text. وهذا من أدب الصحابة. This is from the etiquettes of the companions رضي الله عنهم. He didn't say, أظن أنه يريد أن تطلقها. He said, I don't know. This is the command. He didn't say, I think he intends for you to divorce her. Or, أظن أنه يريد أن لا تطلقها. Or that he does not want for you to divorce her. He didn't say anything. Rather, he told them, إن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم said this and this. فقال كعب لزوجته, so Ka'b said to his wife, إلحقي بأهلكي. إلحقي بأهلكي. Go to your parents. And remain with them till Allah gives His verdict in this matter. فلحقت بأهلها. So she left to her parents' home. And when he said, what about his companions? What about the other two? فأما صاحباي فَاسْتَكَانَا فِي بِيُوتِهِمَا يَبْكِيًا. As to my other companions, they remained home. This is because they couldn't go, and crying. They couldn't go out to the streets, and people boycotting them, no one greeting them. They couldn't bear that. So they stayed in their homes, crying. And then he described himself and he said, as to me, فَكُنْتُ أَشَبَّ الْقَوْمِ وَأَجْلَدْهُمْ. As to me, I was the strongest and most patient the most patient amongst them. He's young. He used to attend the salah with the Muslims, walking the streets, nobody talking to him. because the Prophet ﷺ commanded this. And the companions, most swift in obedience to Allah and His Messenger. And he said, وَكُنْتُ آتِي الْمَسْجِدِ, and I used to come to the masjid. فَأُصَلِّي وَأُسَلِّمُ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ وَهُوَ جَالِسٌ لِلنَّاسِ بَعْدَ الصَّلَاةِ فَأَقُولُ هَلْ حَرَّكَ شَفَتَيْهِ بِرَدِّ السَّلَامِ أَمْ لَا. I used to come to the masjid. Go out and witness the salah along with the Muslims and roam about in the markets, but none would talk to me, and I would come to Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and greet him while he was sitting in his gathering after the salah. And I would wonder whether the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did move his lips in return to my greetings or not. Meaning he did not return the salam in a way that could be heard. Yet this is despite knowing that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the best in character. وَلَكِنْ إِمْتِثَالًا لِمَا أَوْحَى اللَّهُ إِلَيْهِ أَنْ يُهْجَرَ هَؤُلَاءِ الْقَوْمِ هَجَرَهُمْ. But this is in compliance to Allah's command that he, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, should abandon, should boycott those people, and so he did. And he also used to say, كنت أصلي وأسارق النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم النظر. When I was busy with salah, he would, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, turn his face towards me. Then I would offer my prayer near to him and look at him stealthily. When I was busy with my prayer, he would turn his face towards me. But when I turned my face to him, he would turn his face away from me. All of this because of the intensity and the strength of the boycott. Then he said, now look at the trial now. Look at the other trial. فَبَيْنَمَا أَنَا أَمْشِي ذَاتَ يَوْمٍ فِي أَسْوَاقِ الْمَدِينَةِ وَطَالَ عَلَيَّ جَفْوَةُ النَّاسِ تصورت حائطا لأبي قتادة رضي الله تعالى عنه. When this harsh attitude of the people lasted long, I walked till I scaled the wall of the garden of Abu Qatada. May Allah be pleased with him. Abu Qatada is his cousin and the dearest person. He's his cousin, the dearest person to him. And I offered my greetings to him. By Allah, he did not return my greetings. Despite the fact that, you know, Abu Qatada knew that no one is talking to him, still, he showed no positive response to him. Because of the obedience to Allah and His Messenger, the companions play no interest to favoritism when it matters to the deen of Allah, when it comes to the deen of Allah, even to people who could be the closest in relation to them or dearest to them. So listen to what he said to him. He said, أُنْشِدُكَ اللَّهِ, I beseech you, by Allah, هل تعلم أني أحب الله ورسوله? Do you know that I love Allah and His Messenger? Twice he beseeched him by Allah. And Abu Qatada knows. And he knows that Ka'b bin Malik loves Allah and His Messenger. So in the third one he said to him, Allah and His Messenger know it better. He did not speak to him. He didn't say to him in the affirmative, nor did he say no. He responded in a way which is not considered as a kind of response or an address. Allah wa Rasuluhu A'lam, Allah and His Messenger know it better. So he said, فَفَاضَتْ عَيْنَي. Thereupon my eyes flowed with tears. بَكَى رضي الله عنه رَجُلًا ابْنُ عَمِّهِ أَحَبُّ النَّاسِ إِلَيْهِ. His cousin, the dearest person to him, لَا يُكَلِّمُهُ مَعْ هَذِهِ الْمُنَاشَدَ الْعَظِيمَ. Despite this great beseeching of him. And this is a matter which is a matter of worship. مسألة تعبدية. Because when you say to someone, أُنْشِدُكَ اللَّهِ هَلْ تَعْلَمْ إِنِّي أُحِبُّ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولَهُ, I beseech you by Allah, don't you know that, do you know that I love Allah and His Messenger? This is requesting a testimony, shahada. وَمَعْ ذَلِكَ لَمْ يَشْهَدْ. Despite this, he did not. Still knowing that he loves Allah and His Messenger. So that's why he cried. Thereupon my eyes flowed with tears.
وَتَثَوَّرَ الْبُسْتَانِ أي خَرَجَ إِلَى السُّوقِ.
Then he left the market. There comes the next trial.
فَبَيْنَمَا هُوَ يَمْشِي إِذَا بِرَجُلٍ نَبْطِي مِنْ أَنْبَاطِ الشَّامِ وَالنَّبْطِي الَّذِي لَيْسَ بِعَرَبِي وَلَا بِعَجَمِي.
When I was walking in the market of Medina, suddenly I saw a Nabati, a Christian farmer, and a Nabati from the land of Asham. He is not an Arab, nor he is a non-Arab. Who came to him to sell. He used to come to Medina to sell the grains, and he came to him and he said that you are Ka'b bin Malik, and he delivered to him a letter. فقرأت الكتاب. And it was from the king of Ghassan, the king of the Christians in the land of Asham. And in which there was, أما بعد فقد بلغنا أن صاحبك جفاك. يعني الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم. It proceed. I have been informed that your friend, meaning the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, has treated you harshly. وكان هذا الملك ملك غسان كافر. You know, he's a kafir. And then he told him, وإنك لست بدار هوان ولا مضيعة. يعني لا تبقى في الدار في ذل وضياع. And so Allah does not let you live it at a place where you feel inferior, and you are right, and your right is lost. So what's the purpose of all of this? He said, تعال إلينا. So join us. نواسيك بأموالنا وربما نواسيك بملكنا. We will console you with our wealth and maybe with our kingdom. The man, Ka'b bin Malik, is a believer who believes in Allah and His Messenger, who loves Allah and His Messenger. He said, وَهَذَا مِنَ الْبَلَاءِ. He said to himself, this is also a sort of test. وَصَدَقْ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَىٰ عَنْهُ. He spoke the truth. May Allah be pleased with him. A person treated harshly. No one talks to him. Abandoned. Boycotted. From the closest, most dear to him. If there was weakness in his faith, he would have taken the opportunity presented to him by this king and would have gone to him. But he, Ka'b bin Malik, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, had firm iman. He said, قُلْتُ هَذَا مِنَ الْبَلَاءِ. This is also a sort of test. ثُمَّ ذَهَبَ إِلَى التَّنُّورِ فَسَجَرَهُ فِيهِ يعني أَوْقَدَهَا. Then he took the letter to the oven and made a fire therein by burning it. Why did he burn it? Why didn't he keep it? Why? In order to avoid and protect himself from whispers which may come afterwards. And having no connection with it at all. And that he does not keep it to present it as a proof if he goes to this king. Then he stayed on this situation for a while. In this piece of benefit, in this piece of the hadith, there is evidence for permissibility to stay away from the congregational prayer if the person is abandoned and boycott it, and himself unable to tolerate that, as in the situation with Ka'b bin Malik. Because this is a matter of unease and restriction for a person to come to the masjid with the jama'ah, and no one treats him with salam, no one responds to him, boycott it. The ulama said this is an excuse. They considered the situation which would be similar to these situations as excused situations. From the benefits of this passage, the strong compliance of the companions to the command of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. The evidence is in the story of Ka'b with his cousin, with Abi Qatada. And from the benefits, one should be aware and careful concerning the people of evil who are opportunistic, who utilize the weakness in the person so as to destroy him. So this king, the king of Ghassan, took this opportunity regarding Ka'b bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu to invite him to misguidance so that he can lead him away from Islam to the deen of this king because of this restricted and tough times he was going through. From the benefits of this verse, of this narration, is the strength of Ka'b bin Malik in the deen of Allah, and that he is from the pure believers. He is not from those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described in Surah Al-Ankabut 29 verse 10, when he said about them, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَقُولُ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ فَإِذَا أُوذِيَ فِي اللَّهِ جَعَلَ فِتْنَةَ النَّاسِ كَعَذَابِ اللَّهِ. Of mankind are some who say we believe in Allah, but if they are made to suffer for the sake of Allah, they consider the trial of mankind as Allah's punishment. So some people, وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ, we seek refuge in Allah from this. They say we believe in Allah, but their faith is weak. If they are harmed in the cause of Allah, they reject Islam, or they may turn to be fusaq, sinners, and leave obedience. However, Ka'b bin Malik was treated harshly, and was harmed strongly and intensely, but he was patient and anticipated the reward and waited for the relief. And Allah gave him the relief which no one else had taken from his to others like him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed his praise of him in verses recited until the day of resurrection. We read this story in the Quran in our salah, and this is a great merit. قصتهم تقرأ في الصلاة. This story is mentioned in the salah, in the five daily prayers, in the nafila salah, secretly and openly. And from the benefits of this hadith, that the person, if he sees a fitna or fears fitna, is to destroy that which could be the means for the fitna. Is to get rid and destroy that which could be the means for the fitna. That's because when Ka'b bin Malik feared for himself, the inclination to this invitation by the king of Ghassan, and to take that as a documentation, he feared. So that's why he burned it. May Allah be pleased with him. And therefore, anything which would turn the person away from the remembrance of Allah, and could be a, or may be, a means for misguidance or destruction, the person should avoid and rid himself of that. Because anything which distracts the person from the remembrance of Allah is a loss. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated in Surah Al-Munafiqun, in Surah Al-Munafiqun verse 9, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تُلْهِكُمْ أَوْلَادُكُمْ لَا تُلْهِكُمْ أَمْوَالُكُمْ وَلَا أَوْلَادُكُمْ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَلِكَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ. Oh, you believe, let not your properties or your children divert you from the remembrance of Allah. And whosoever does that, then they are the losers. So, Ka'b bin Malik afterwards said, فَلَمَّا تَمَّتْ لَنَا أَرْبَعُونَ لَيْلًا. When 40 nights elapsed, and the revelation, and the wahi, the revelation stopped. No revelation during this time. And this is from the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the great matters. He delays the wahi, as in this story, and in the story of the ifk, of the accusation of Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, when the wahi was delayed or seized coming to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Jibreel alayhi salam. This is from the hikmah, the wisdom of Allah. حَتَّى يَتَشَوَّفَ النَّاسُ إِلَى الْوَحِي, so that people yearned to the revelation. وَيَتَشَوَّقُوا إِلَيْهِ. مَاذَا سَيُنْزِلُ رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ عَزَّ وَجَلْ. What will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveal? فَبَقِيَ الْوَحْيُ أَرْبَعِينَ لَيْلَةً مَا نَزَلْ. 40 nights elapsed and there was no revelation. فَلَمَّا تَمَّتِ الْأَرْبَعُونَ. After that, when these 40 nights were finished, were completed, أَرْسَلَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَى اللَّهِ وَسَلَّمْ إِلَى كَعْبُ وَصَاحِبَيْهِ أَنْ يَعْتَزِلُوا نِسَاءَهُمْ. The messenger sent the command to them to leave their woman, keep away from them. جَاءَتْ زَوْجَةُ هِلَالِ بْنُ أُمَيَّةِ. The wife of Hilal ibn Umayyah came to the messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, وأخبرته بأنه في حاجة إليها لتخدمه. That Hilal bin Umayyah is a helpless old man and he has no servant to attend to him. She would like to serve him, لأن ليس له خادم. فأذن لها النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بشرط أن لا يقربها. He approved for her that, but with the condition not to come near her. فقالت إنه والله ما به من حركة إلى شيء. She said, by Allah, he has no desire for anything. يعني أنه ليس له شهوة في النساء, meaning he doesn't desire women. وأنه ما زال يبكي, and that he remained crying since the command of the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم to boycott them until that night, because he didn't know what the end will be. يقول كعب then said, فلما مضى عشر ليال بعد هذا, 10 nights later, وكنت ذات يوم أصلي الصبح على سطح بيت من بيوتنا. And on one day I was praying the Fajr prayer on the roof of one of our homes. لأنه كما مر, because as preceded, they رضي الله تعالى عنهم, the land became strange to them. So one day he was praying the Salat al-Subh, and he said, then when I had offered the Fajr prayer on the 50th morning on the roof of one of our houses, فسمعت صارخا يقول وهو على سلع وهو جبل معروف في المدينة. And while I was sitting in the condition which Allah described in the Quran, that is, my very soul seemed straightened to me, and even the earth seemed narrow to me for all its spaciousness, then I heard the voice of one who had ascended the mountain of Sala, which is a mountain in Medina, with the loudest voice, يا كعب بن مالك أبشر يا كعب بن مالك أبشر. أو كعب بن مالك be happy by receiving good tidings. فخررت ساجدا وعرفت أنه قد جاء فرج. I fell down in prostration before Allah, realizing that relief has come. Allahu Akbar. وركب فارس من المسجد يأم بيت كعب بن مالك ليبشره. A knight came from the masjid to the house of Ka'b bin Malik to give him the happy news. And others went to Hilal bin Umayyah and to Murara bin Rabi'a, giving them the glad tidings of Allah's acceptance of their repentance. Just contemplate the farah al-Muslimin, the happiness of the Muslims with each other. Everyone going from all directions to give them the glad tidings and the news. So the people then went out to congratulate us. And this knight who came, he gave him his thobes. When the man whose voice I had heard came to me conveying the good tidings, I took off my garments and dressed him with them. He didn't have except these two, but he took from his family or from his neighbors, and he gave his to this man. He gave him everything he owned. He didn't have except these two. The lower garment and the upper garment. But ولكنها والله بشرى عظيمة. What a great glad tiding and news من الله سبحانه وتعالى, that he reveals سبحانه وتعالى their repentance and that he Allah's acceptance of their repentance. So he came down going to the Masjid al-Rasul عليه الصلاة والسلام. And he, the messenger, alayhi salatu wasalam, already he found him sitting with the people around him. And he already informed the companions after salatu subh, after the Fajr prayer, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed his acceptance of the tawbah, the repentance of these three. Because he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, loves from his companions, from his ummah, to make repentance and to return to Allah. So he said, فَذَهَبْتُ أَتَأَمَّمُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهِ وَسَلَّمُ meaning أَقْصُدُهُ فَجَعَلَ النَّاسُ يُلَاقُونَنِي أَفْوَاجَ جَمَعَاتُ يُهَنِّئُونَهُ بِتَوْبَةِ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ. And he found all the people coming out to congratulate him. Some bringers of good news went out to my two fellows also. They love them as they are their brothers. They love for them what they love for themselves. They did not become envy because of what Allah gave them from the favor of revealing Quran concerning them and concerning their tawbah. Rather, they went to congratulate them, hastened to give them the news of the joy. And when I greeted Allah's messenger, his face being bright with joy, said, be happy with the best day that you have got ever since your mother delivered you. أبشر بخير يوم مر عليك منذ ولدتك أمك. So he said, I said to the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, is this forgiveness from you or from Allah? He said, no, it's from Allah. And whenever Allah's Messenger became happy, his face would shine as if it were a piece of moon. And we all knew that characteristic of him. Inshallah, in the next discussion, we'll talk about the benefits from this passage as well. We'll stop here. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.